From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida is one of over two dozen U.S. states dealing with an outbreak of hepatitis A. To date, Florida is reporting 2,675 cases of the highly contagious virus. If left untreated, it can cause liver damage. In response, Florida's Surgeon General in August declared a public health emergency for all counties. While South Florida is one of the most highly populated areas of the state, it has fewer Hep A infections than other regions. When asked by state lawmakers why infection rates here are so low, the Surgeon General said South Florida had braced itself for the epidemic and responded quickly. Joining us is Marie K. Etienne. She's a registered nurse for the Florida Department of Health in Miami-Dade County, where she works as Hepatitis Prevention Program Coordinator. She spoke to us from her office. Now, Marie, last year when Miami-Dade health officials started to see that there was a problem, what was the response?
We follow hepatitis A because it's a reportable disease and it's also a preventable disease. So we don't have to wait when there is an outbreak to do a response. We cover hepatitis A, B, and C. So we do outreach in the population. We do outreach in drug rehabilitation center, in a jail, and on homeless shelter. What we do, we vaccinate on a weekly basis. We go at least 3 days to vaccinate. So when we saw an increase, what we did, we increased also our outreach activities.
What populations did you concentrate on in terms of vaccinations and outreach?
The vulnerable population, when there is a case. Remember, hepatitis A is a mandated reportable disease. So we will know if there is a case because the physician or the hospital will let us know. So when there is a case, we go to the homeless shelter. If the person is in a homeless shelter, we go to the jail if the person is an inmate. Or if the person is someone at home, we invite the family member to come to our health department so they can be vaccinated. Plus, if there are the people at risk, also the people who are in drug rehabilitation centers, people who are in jail, people in the homeless shelters. So what we do, we usually go there on a weekly basis and we vaccinate these people in those facilities.
How exactly is hepatitis A spread?
I can say it's very contagious. So if somebody has hepatitis A in their stool and they go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands and they can come around and they can microscopically deposit, some of the virus on any furniture, and if someone is not vaccinated, the person can get it and they can get sick. It can take up to 50 days after you're exposed to become sick.
What are some of the common misperceptions about hepatitis A prevention?
Well, something people get wrong about this disease, they think hepatitis A has something to do with hepatitis B or hepatitis C. Hepatitis A is not hepatitis B and it's not hepatitis C because hepatitis A has to do with the stool and is transmitted fecal oral when the two other hepatitis are more like of a body fluid. People don't know that, there is a vaccine for hepatitis A. And people might think that hepatitis A vaccine is not effective. When hepatitis A vaccine is very effective, one dose of the vaccine is going to protect you 93% of the time.
We've been speaking with Marie K. Etienne. She's a registered nurse for the Florida Department of Health in Miami-Dade County, where she works as Hepatitis Prevention Program Coordinator. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.